Good morning. This is Carol Kinnear, Community Health Manager for Way Memorial Hospital, bringing you HealthWorks. Remember, if you do miss this show, you can visit our website at wmh.org and go under community or just Google or search our HealthWorks, and then the latest show will come up. So again, thank you for listening. On today's show, I have a guest, Michelle Walensky. Good morning, Michelle.
Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you today?
Good, thanks.
And Michelle is the Wayne County Human Services Administrator.
Correct. Right? Correct.
Now, how long have you been in this position?
Going on 3 years. I lose track of time because things happen so fast around here. That, you know, it feels like yesterday I started in this position. So,
because you're learning something new every day, aren't you?
Every day. It's a new adventure.
I think if you're in this position for 1 year or 10 years, you're still going to learn a lot.
Yes.
Because our county is always changing.
Yes.
Right?
Right. What has worked for us in the past evolves. We readjust. We incorporate new things. Mm-hmm. So every day it's something new. And that's why I love this position, because it's always something different.
Right, right. And I'm sure your days go very fast.
They do. They fly by. They fly by. That is for sure. So
for today's show, what we wanted to talk about is something new for Wayne County. Not the concept is not so much new, but bringing it to Wayne County is the 211 number, correct?
Correct.
So can you explain to our audience, it's replaced what we call the WIMFO line. We just were talking about that, and now we have 211 and what's the purpose of it?
Okay, so Wayne County has always had an information and referral line, a place where people could, a phone number, mm-hmm. where people could call if they needed information about certain services in our county. So if they didn't know where to go to apply for energy assistance, for example, they would call our WIMFO line. Our staff out of the aging office would field those phone calls, provide that caller with all the information that they need so that they could set themselves up for energy assistance. So that's always been in place. Mm-hmm. It's just not a lot of people knew about it.
Right.
And it was a really long number to remember. So across the state, counties have been moving towards 211 as their information and referral source. It's an easy number to remember. Mm-hmm. It's a quick, easy way for folks to get the information that they need to set up the services themselves.
Okay.
So what we have been finding, just as a disclaimer, I always say this to everybody, is that for some of the smaller local phone companies, 211 does not work.
I was just going to ask you that because I just remember reading something about that, that there may be some kind of delay right now until all of the companies are getting on board.
Correct. Correct. Okay. So we are working really, really hard mm-hmm. to get all of those smaller phone companies on board so that across our county, folks can just call 211, get the information that they need, be on their way.
Okay.
So there is an alternate number to 211, and I'm going to go slow. You ready?
Yes.
Everybody get your pens and paper. It's 855-567-5341.
Okay. And again, just because, if you pick up the phone and dial 211 and you come to dee 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 and it says this number cannot be reached, that's a number you can call.
Correct.
Right. And they can also access some information if they have computer access on your website, correct?
Correct. There is a webpage and it's pa211ne.org.
I laugh because I know there is so much out there, but again, we can also go on the Wayne County PA website, which has all the different agencies that we're going to talk about, which kind of falls under 211, right? That's what we're talking about.
Right. So all of the information that 211 has in their database supports all of the resources and services in mm-hmm. Wayne County, mm-hmm. be it human service covered or our local providers.
Okay.
So all of our information for services, housing, food pantry, electric support, aging services. It's all in the 211 database. Okay. So as 211 was setting up, mm-hmm. we gave them as much information as we had on services, resources in our community. So if someone calls, they have a response.
Okay.
They also have all of our contact information, all of our HSA administrator contact information.
Oh, that's awesome.
So if a caller calls and says, do you have information on something that they don't have in their database, mm-hmm. they can take that person's information, reach out to us, get the information that they need, call that person back.
Okay.
So hopefully we have a fail-safe in place and right. folks are getting all of the information right. that they need when they call in.
And I think that's why you're using this system is so no one falls through the cracks.
Correct.
And so everyone has access to all of this information. Because I know within the last year, Julianne Doyle, who's soon to retire from our Wayne County Human Service agencies, she put together a link information book.
Yes.
So many people out there may have that because I know, you know, all health fairs, community activities, events that we right. did in the past. I know, you know, we have them at the hospital, you know, our staff, our referral line at the hospital. So is that book that's called The Link?
Guide to Services.
Okay, Guide to Services. Link by, sponsored by Link. But that's still active too, right?
Correct.
Okay.
Correct. So we did give 211 a copy of our book, mm-hmm. and they were able to incorporate all of our services that are listed in this book mm-hmm. into their database.
Okay. Wonderful. So say I call 211.
Yep.
And I'm having problems paying my electric bill.
Yes.
Is that something they can refer or give me a number that I can speak to someone about that?
Yes.
So how does that work? What kind of services can they provide for me?
So what they're doing primarily is giving you the information and the contact to the provider that can best meet your need.
Okay.
Does that make sense?
It does.
So you're going to call. You're going to get a live human being when you call 211, which I am thrilled about. You're not going to have to leave your name and number and get a call back. Mm-hmm. So you're going to get a live human being. They're going to ask you what your need is. They're going to pull it up in their database, give you the contact information, and then it's the caller's responsibility then to call that specific agency.
Right.
And
work with them.
And work with them.
Right.
Correct.
Right.
Correct.
And again, you know, I just want to also clarify that 211, and I have to say this because of coming from the hospital, is not 911.
Correct.
Because that, you know.
That's huge.
That is huge. I mean, although someone is there 24/7 on the line, if you call 211 for housing assistance, for maybe food assistance. I know there was housing. We talked about general information. But if someone is actually having a medical emergency, we want to make sure they call 911.
That is correct.
Okay.
That is correct.
We just want to clarify that.
Also, in conjunction with that, if there is a person already set up with a provider or any human service agency and they have a caseworker and maybe the caseworker can assist them, they can also call any of our agencies directly mm-hmm. or their caseworker directly to assist them.
Right. So it's not someone who may already be, I wouldn't say in the system, but utilizing like someone in aging.
Right.
Because I know aging has caseworkers right. that work with the different, seniors that are, right. that fall under aging. So if they have that contact, you want to contact that, you know, that individual.
Right.
But for someone who's out there that may be new to our area or have never utilized any of the agencies
right.
in Wayne County, that's a number that they would want to call.
Right. Circumstances in life. They're changing every single minute mm-hmm. these days.
Right.
So what you've not needed before, you may need now. So mm-hmm. this is the time that you can contact 211. We want people to know that there are services in our community that are still up and running, fully operational, mm-hmm. that they can tap into if they need help.
Right.
And I don't ever want someone to be out there thinking, I don't know what to do. I don't know where to go. I need help and I can't get it.
Right. And I you know, again, I always, you know, give credit to Wayne County because I think we've done amazing job in Wayne County. But there are people out there that I hear that. So I'm like, you need to call this person.
Right.
But now I'm like, you can call 211.
Right.
One thing that I do want to talk about with, you know, with COVID, your services never stopped. I know that.
Correct.
And I hope everyone out there knows that. But another thing we're seeing a lot of with COVID is, you know, financial problems, housing problems.
Yes.
So can you just briefly talk about, like, if someone called 211, they would be referred to our housing,
right.
You know,
right.
Department, I should say. And I say our because I'm a Wayne County resident.
Yes.
So how would that work? What can they help them with?
Right. So if someone is facing eviction, if someone is homeless, they can call 211. Now, 211 for information and referral and 211 for housing are a little bit different.
Okay.
Because all of our housing services, folks need to call 211 and get on a list, a prioritization list.
Okay.
Of, you know, where they're at, what their circumstances are. So that's a little bit different than just getting a phone number and making a referral.
Okay.
There's a totally different list of questions that 211 will work with that person mm-hmm. on to prioritize them and put them on the list. Then our housing caseworkers reference that list every day to see who's there, who needs the most immediate help, what can we do for the folks that are Wayne County residents on that list, and then go line by line, really.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I know that there's been some angst with housing 211 because the wait times have been long.
Okay.
It's been quite some time. It takes quite some time to get a human being on the phone to work on that housing, those housing questions.
Mm-hmm.
But we do have a workaround. So if there is someone that you know that is homeless and needs assistance, we can contact our housing department. We can work with that individual to make sure that phone call is placed to 211 in a timely fashion, get the information that they need on that 211 database, get on the list so we can help them.
Right, right.
So
it is a process. And,
it is.
You know, but there are so many individuals within Wayne County and also the 211 that's going to help that individual get the assistance they need.
Correct.
Okay.
That is
correct. And because there is a need. We're going into the winter months.
Yes.
Right? And we, you know, Wayne County does do a, what we call a pit count, or they count the number of people that are homeless, right?
Right.
Briefly talk about that, because unfortunately we're almost out of time.
Oh my goodness.
This.
So that is the point in time count.
Mm-hmm.
That is a federal program that they pick the day that we all go out. We have volunteers, a team of volunteers that go out and look for folks that are living in places that are inhabitable. You know, they might be in a tent by the river or in a baseball dugout because the season has ended, or, you know, in a vehicle. And you're right, it is getting colder. If we could do anything to house those individuals,
mm-hmm.
we would love to have those conversations. So the point in time count is happening January 27th, 2021. So we'll be putting a call out for volunteers
yes.
to go and help us in our community, look for and speak to folks that may be homeless. One other quick thing before this ends is I also want to make a clear distinction that 211 also does not take the place of our crisis line.
Okay. Yes. Yes.
Anybody, in addition to the 911 conversation that we
right.
talked about,
right.
anybody who's having a behavioral health crisis can still contact Children's Service Center Robinson Counseling at 253-0321 for any crisis that they're experiencing. Again, that's 24/7, 365.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So I also want folks to know that 911 has a place, crisis has a place, and now 211 has a place.
Right.
Both for information and referral and for housing.
Mm-hmm. Wow.
It's a lot, right?
I know it is. And you have to keep that all in your head.
I know. That's why I'm like, how long have I worked here? I don't know, Carol.
So
a long time.
I know. And if anyone's just catching the tail end of this show, you can re-listen to it, which is wonderful on WMH.org website. And also, if you download the Bold Media app, I know the Bold Gold Media app, I may be saying it wrong. I apologize, WDNH radio station, but that's on their podcast. And so that's on a weekly thing that people can listen to because there's so much information and people can re-listen to this show. Michelle, I want to thank you again for coming on today.
Of course, anytime. I'm happy to be here and share all of our news and information with you.
Great, great. So it was Michelle Valinsky, Wayne County Human Service Administrator. Again, thank you.
Of course.
And again, this is Carol Kinnear, your Wayne Memorial Community Health Manager. If you have any questions on this show, you can also give me a call at 570-253-8422. Thank you for listening and have a great day.